Proclamation number 6302 of 3rd of July, 1955. Utilizing the Divine Word. Everyone will have to answer for how he used my word, how he let it affect him, how he adjusted to it when he had the grace to be addressed by me myself. I will not condemn him if he did not recognize it as my word. Nevertheless, one day he will bitterly regret having rejected a gift of grace which he could have recognized if he had been serious about doing the right thing and experiencing the truth. But those who did not leave my word without impression, who felt it that they were addressed by me and yet disregarded it out of convenience and carelessness, will have to answer, for they still resisted me, otherwise my voice should have touched them. I address every person such that his heart will be touched if he is without inner resistance against me. Yet my word demands a change of his nature, and if the human being is not willing to do so, he closes his heart and also his ear, and then he renders my word ineffective. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live for eternity. I have spoken these words and made clear to you humans the importance of accepting my word. For I myself am the word which became flesh, and I myself come to you in the word and bring you nourishment for your soul, which you must not underestimate because it alone guarantees you life and eternity. You cannot live without this nourishment. You will perish to eternal death if you don't accept food and drink which give life to your soul. You must accept me myself within you, and since I myself am the word, it will now also be understandable to you that you must not reject or disregard my word, that it will not remain without consequences if you pass by my word indifferently when it is offered to you. You judge yourselves when one day you will recognize what you were commanded and how you behave towards this gift of grace. When you recognize that I myself approached you in the word and offered you food and drink for your soul which you thoughtlessly rejected, my word will testify against you. It will be resurrected on the last day, for a wasting, starving soul will one day stand before me and testify by its condition how the soul has valued my word in earthly life. And I cannot consider this soul other than according to its condition. For it rejected what could help it to live, and what it now urgently needs in order to prepare a miserable life for itself it will have to struggle to acquire. And its remorse will be great for having forfeited on earth through its own fault what was abundantly available to it and would have earned it a glorious fate in the beyond. I speak to people again and again, but only a few recognize the Father's voice, and therefore only a few accept my word. But these will be blessed, for they constantly receive food and drink for their souls, which now enter into life and glory when they leave the earthly body. And thus the soul judges itself which disregards my word, for it can only be considered as it shapes itself in free will, and it will enter the kingdom of the beyond in a deformed state, and my word will bear witness against it. Amen.